Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dana Parks, come on in an hour from right now. So
yeah.
We're looking forward to that. Boy, technology is not our friend today.
It's not fun.
First, we played a clip earlier that
had the F-bomb in it.
The FCC does not like so much.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's fun seeing how many people are listening on the
app.
Oh, that went through. Like, yeah,
we know.
It goes through on the app.
FCC doesn't regulate the internet.
Yeah, because who gives a...
Yes.
About that. But yeah, it's going to go over the app. Sorry, everybody. Yeah.
Congratulations. You got to hear the real thing.
Yeah.
And everybody else
did. You got to get treated like an adult and hear curse words. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
We're trying to get Carmian Hamilton from Reno, my rental, on with us. She's also going to be at the Johnson County
Home and Remodeling Show. This is the 10th annual event, October 24th to 26th. That's this Friday at the Overland Park Convention Center. The website is Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show.com. You can save $2 if you buy tickets online. And yeah, it's always fun every year to get somebody on that they're going to have there. It's because for somebody who does this for a living, it's always interesting to see the path that people get to being such an award winning designer,
Yeah. You
know, and to become really, really good at one of these things that they do.
Not exactly something you might go to college for design, but you don't go to college to be somebody who's on TV.
To go be a TV star in HGTV.
Yeah.
And so how does all that happen? And we are attempting to do this apparently by Google Meet video that we would put on the air. Yeah. And Quentin is
throwing his arms up in the air. Angrily.
Not knowing.
I didn't do anything.
What to do.
Real quick. Well, before we get Carmian on with us, let me throw this out at you. There's this thing going viral called the Venn diagram.
Oh, do tell.
The Venn diagram, right?
Yeah.
Where it's overlapping circles and it'd be like, you know, happy, rich, attractive or something like that. And all the things meet in the middle, and that middle is, well, a good person. I don't know, or happy. So there's one, it's for men. The circles are handsome, smart, and nice.
Okay.
And if you look at the Venn diagram, where handsome and smart overlap, you end up with a jerk.
Handsome and smart overlap. Okay.
So I'm just asking your experience. If somebody's handsome and smart, are they always a jerk? If they're handsome and nice, then they're dumb. And if they're all three, handsome, smart, and nice, then they're gay. Here, I'll show you the Venn diagram.
I was going to say, I will pull this up on my computer here in a second. Okay. The visual helps a lot. So if they are, help me out with, so if they are smart, I'm looking at this bottom left corner where
if
it says nerd.
Smart and nice, that means they're a nerd.
Okay.
If they're.
Because they can't be handsome and be a nerd. If they're smart, nice, and handsome, that's when they're gay.
There's plenty of handsome nerds, aren't there?
If they're handsome and nice, they're dumb.
Yes.
And if they're handsome and smart, they're a jerk.
Yes.
And if they're all three, they're gay. Explained all this.
Yeah. No,
but the visual helps dramatically. Yeah. Yes.
So it's basically overlapping circles. And if you more or less making the point that if a guy is handsome and smart, he's going to be a jerk. And for some reason, my laptop just shut down. There it goes.
It's absolutely a day for that.
I think that if you did this with women and you did like,
oh,
beautiful and smart, then, and you had, I don't know,
then she's a B.
Yeah. Then you had in there, it would be a very offensive.
If she's beautiful and funny, she's stupid.
Right. If
she's beautiful, dumb.
I think that would be for men. It would be beautiful and funny. Then she's a fraud. Like she's just funny. Making you. Oh, I'm one of the guys. Sure you are. You're just putting it on airs. And then I don't know what all three, beautiful, funny, and
again,
smart,
a B. If you're all of them, you're fake.
I think fake.
Fake.
I think not real.
Because there's no way that all three of those things could be true at the same time.
Yeah. But I do think.
It's a fascinating question about like the misperceptions that we have had. And sometimes it's just based on your experience.
Yeah.
Which again, you have been spared, you lucky, lucky man. It's sometimes it's about your experience. Does dating a hot guy automatically mean he's going to be a jerk because he's full of himself if he's hot?
Yeah.
That has not been my experience.
Sometimes it's not, it depends on what makes somebody hot. Like, are they
in really good shape?
Is it their confidence that makes them hot? Right. Or do they know it? And sometimes they can be a jerk because they're vain, right? Like if you're really good looking because you put a lot of effort into your appearance, that means that vanity matters a lot to you, which means you're kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where if you're just naturally, if you're, I don't know, the She's All That 90s rom-com version of it, where it's just, oh, she has glasses. And if she just took those glasses off, man, she'd be hot.
Yeah. It's, like, are they smart and they know it? There's cocky versus confident.
Yeah.
And I think a man can be smart and he can be funny and he can be sexy. And if there's a little bit of humility there, okay. But if he knows that he is all of those things, then we have problems.
So, women are saying all over that this is the most accurate description of men. And I would again say back against that that's putting people in to too narrow of a barrel and expecting, are we just giving up?
Here's what's happening behind the scenes I am texting with the sales rep while you and I are talking, Quentin's attempting to still try to get this person on the air. I have asked the sales rep to just come up and talk to Quentin so that we can do a show in the meantime.
Yeah.
and we don't know.
Okay.
We have no idea.
So anyway, back to this. I don't know where you can come up with Venn diagrams
for every
type of person.
Again, you and I and have really fun fair. With this sometimes about, like the assumptions that you make. If somebody drives a certain car,
yes.
What are they? Mm-hmm. Or I've said to you before, at some point we need to talk about if somebody has a certain name, what do you assume about them? And it's usually because you knew somebody when you were a kid or whatever, and you will always associate that name with that person.
Well, with names, it's interesting though, because people, if you tell somebody to draw a picture of Tom, of a guy named Tom,
what do you picture?
What do you picture when you picture Tom? And people will describe it. And they've done this with, like, I guess, police sketch artists, and they will describe the same looking guy.
Yeah.
And it's actually though, then if you did, I can't remember who did this, but they did a composite image of it, and the description wasn't that inaccurate. It wasn't that off. Like, you think of a Tom, you're thinking of, like, kind of a, I don't know, a white dude.
I think Kendall, for some reason, like blonde, bushy hair, blonde, wavy hair.
And of classic features.
I don't know where that comes from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 6 feet tall.
Right.
You know, 180 pounds, whatever.
Whereas, like, Larry. Larry's an old guy. He's a good dude.
Like, I think Larry David is the first Larry I think of.
He has one of those hats.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say which hat. I'm just going to say he has one of those hats.
Yeah. We have a minute here. We can keep going on this because I've said to you before, I've never met a Lindsay I have liked. Sorry, everyone. But the first Lindsay I really knew was when I was in school, and we were in Lindsay.
Is it Lindsay Lohan?
No, Lindsay Younger was her name. No. I don't know where she ended up, but we were in school together from kindergarten through senior year of high school. And there was a group of us that were just always the same 25 people in a class, and she was just never nice. And now I think all Lindsays are not nice.
Hmm. So,
like, is there a name that has a bag that you automatically think is going to be
Brooke.
A jerk?
I don't know why. Brooke.
Okay.
Every girl I've met named Brooke there was something off.
Okay.
Like they just, I don't know. Whereas I have the opposite.
Yeah.
With Allison. If I met a girl named Allison, I'm assuming she's really nice and pretty and not going to yell at me. Are we going to go to a break?
Here's what I think should happen as we are having the entire staff meeting on the air. I think we have our guest now. I think we have figured this out.
All right, let's go to break.
So let's go to break.
We'll talk to Carmian Hamilton from Reno My Rental coming up in just a few minutes on Midday.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Getting underway this Friday through Sunday. It is the 10th annual Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show at the Overland Park Convention Center. Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show.com if you want to check out all the special features, including our special guest.
Yeah, we have Carmian Hamilton joining us from Reno My Rental. Hey, Reno My Rental. I keep saying that wrong. Hi, Carmian. How you doing?
Hi, how are you guys?
Fantastic. Good to Thanks have so much you. For joining us.
Okay, you are going to be at the Johnson County Home and Remodeling Show. Before we talk about what you're going to be doing there, for those who somehow are not familiar with all the stuff that you're up to these days, give us a couple of highlights. HGTV, award-winning designer, CEO. What are we going to get to hear?
Yeah, all the things. Yes, well, I won HGTV's Design Star Next Gen. Mm-hmm. It was the resurgence of their very famous show, Design Star. And with that show, the prize was my own show. So that's where Reno My Rental came from, shot here in Memphis. And since then, I've been a part of the HGTV family doing lots of things. I've been on Hometown Takeover. We just did 100-day Hotel Dream Makeover earlier this year. And I did the Urban Oasis home that was in Kansas City and premiered to the world earlier this year. So I'm making my return back to Kansas City.
I love the idea of renting my rental because I think I'm a renter. A lot of people are.
You don't get to do as much as you want.
Right, because a lot of, and it's increasingly becoming more popular, and or maybe popular isn't the right word, but necessary. But anyway, because of that, I think a lot of people think that there's nothing I can do with this place because I don't own it. So what are some upgrades that people, if they are renters, can do? Ones that are cheap and landlord proof, I guess.
Yes, and it is a huge misconception, and I'm so grateful for Rental My Rental. It is still streaming everywhere, by the way, for those of you that are listening. But yeah, that is the whole premise of the show. You don't have to own your house to make it feel like a home. And for the show, we did a whole plethora of building, from apartments to townhomes, people that rented houses. A lot of people don't know that you can really just ask your landlord for permission to do things. A lot of them are pretty forgiving. But paint is one of the easiest transformations you can do, and it's one of the easiest that you can return back to the original. Also, changing out light fixtures, that is one of the most effective ways to get an elevated look in any rental. So paint and light fixtures in any temporary situation, like a wallpaper, temporary wallpaper, we'll also do that. But rugs and accessories, also no-brainers. But paint is always the first go-to.
When you won the show, did you get to pick the show that you wanted to create?
See, it was we had several conversations. I pitched, everyone that was on Design Star pitched a show concept, and mine was nowhere near Rental My Rental. I will say that. So they came back with the idea of a rental show, and I loved it because, as you stated, the majority of the country is renting now. A majority of the world rents, actually. So I was excited to create content for people that are usually neglected in the home space when it comes to television.
Yeah, I want to talk about competing, if you don't mind, because
I would love to.
We have a lot of shows like this now. In every area of skill or not skill, we have a competition show in which you make it to the end and you get some big prize. And it's not unusual. Like Food Network has Food Network Star. I mean, it's you compete and in the end you get your own show. So I'm curious to know where the idea came from initially to compete, and how that process went through. Did you know you were going to win? Like, did you feel it?
It was such an anomaly of a situation. So I was contacted by a casting producer in, I think it was February of 2020. And I actually turned down the idea of an interview like several times. They just kept DMing me on Instagram. Like, we would love to talk to you. We'd love to talk to you. And I said no about three times because I had already gone through a long casting process for several different projects for about 2 years before that and constantly was told no. So I was kind of burnt out and also had just started my own design business right before that. And they actually started to reach out to a couple friends of mine. And so my friends were like, hey, there's this person that's trying to get
in contact.
Why
do they keep calling us?
Exactly. So I eventually gave them an interview and they said, no, we want you for this project. Now, I had no idea it was a competition show until I was officially cast about 4 months later. So I had said yes, but had no idea it was a competition. And so once I found out it was a competition, I said, well, heck no, I don't want to do that. I want my own show. Uh-huh. But it took my husband and best friend convincing me to go do the show. And I had no idea I would win. I had no strategy. My only goal was to not be the first one eliminated. And it just so happened to work out.
Something I really like about you is you openly talk about mental health and not living in hustle mode. Is there a design habit that actually lowers stress at home? Because I do notice, like, looking at a lot of your designs, it seems like it's very relaxing, the atmosphere that you try to create.
Well, thank you. One of the biggest things that I include in my home and my clients' homes are things that are alive, i.e. plants. Houseplants have the same effect on our brains as flowers. You get a huge dopamine hit when you are surrounded by things that are alive and thriving. So my house is filled with over 100 houseplants, and wow, that's what keeps me very happy.
And busy. Holy cow. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Busy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. By the same token, I kind of wonder, I bought my first house last year. Well, my first house since I was in my 20s. And I sort of weirdly knew what design I wanted. But what advice do you have for people if they're renting a new place for the first time or buying a place for the first time, and they don't know what kind of design they want? They don't know where to start.
Very good question. So I love to tell people, especially people that are homeowners and thinking of doing major renovations, it's great to live with the bones that you have before you start to make any major decisions. You may come to find that you don't need to knock down a wall, or you don't need this extra large closet. Living with the space for a minute before you make any major decisions. But gathering inspiration anywhere you can. A lot of people say go to Pinterest, but I say go to your favorite hotel, go to your favorite restaurant, see what you love about those spaces and what you can take from those and implement into your own homes.
I like it. That's a lot of what I did. I had just been on a big trip, and it was the trip that inspired me to buy a house. And you don't realize how expensive sometimes some of that stuff in hotels is until you start to go price it. So when are you going to be speaking this weekend?
I speak this Friday evening and this Saturday afternoon. So I'm speaking both days, Friday and Saturday.
And people can bring you their questions?
Absolutely. Happy to answer all the questions.
Lovely.
All right.
Can't wait.
Real quick, you live in Memphis, similar in a lot of ways to Kansas City as far as weather is concerned. How do you, as a design feature, kind of handle weatherproofing a home? Because weather does a lot of damage on interiors as well. So what's your advice for weatherproofing there?
Weatherproofing. So starting with a great outdoor rug at all of your points of entry so you can scrape your feet before coming in. Also include rugs right on the interior of any door, especially for decorative purposes. But taking your shoes off is fairly a simple approach, and having things that corral things like umbrellas and raincoats fairly close to your door so you're not tracking those things throughout the home is also really helpful.
All right. Carmion Hamilton from Reno My Rental, as well as a billion other shows on HGTV. She will be live on stage Friday at 6 p.m. at the Joco Home and Remodeling Show. Thanks so much for joining us on Midday.
Appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. All right. Coming up next, we are going to be talking about, let's just do you have something?
Red button. I think we're about to say the same thing. Yep. We have a ton of stories about relationships.
Let's do a love segment. Getting divorced almost guarantees you'll get married.
Probably going to get divorced again.
Why are married people having extramarital affairs? And what is the number one city for singles in the country? And it's why is us. It St. Louis?
Not us.
We'll talk about that next Midday.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Any chance to get in some of the future Mrs. Travis Kelce? We don't hate that. He'll probably take her name. Who knows? Okay. I love this story out of CBS News.
Oh, Travis Swift. That actually doesn't sound like a bad name.
It works okay. Yeah. Just like Taylor Kelce. Yeah. It's sort of the first time I'm thinking about that out loud. Yeah.
You can't do it while he's playing football, though.
Why?
Because if he changes his name, he has to buy back all of the jerseys that are in stock.
Oh, really?
He doesn't have to change it publicly.
Yes,
he
can just why,
like Ocho
change it
Cinco
legally.
Did that?
That's why when Nick Bolton changed his jersey number from his rookie number to his number now, he had to buy back all of those jerseys that are in stock at stores.
All right.
Well, he can just do it legally, not on all the public stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Not when he's playing. All right.
Okay.
So,
the story is interesting to me because I may have said this before. This is a common question on Threads about what's a red flag for somebody. And they will ask, is it a red flag if you're at a certain point in your life and you've never been married? And I looked up the stats for what percentage of second marriages fail. And it doesn't go the way that I thought. The divorce rate for first marriages is around 50%. It's come down a little bit, but it's been that way for quite a while. But for your second marriage, like it's 65% of second marriages fail. Mm-hmm. So to me, I would rather marry someone who's never been married than someone who has.
Right.
Because there's a better chance that our marriage is going to fail.
Right. And it's interesting because whenever people talk about, oh, half of marriages end in divorce, they don't put in there that it's actually not most people who get married will get divorced. There's a lot of people getting divorced over and over again.
Correct.
That add to that.
Right.
Most first marriages do not end in divorce. Most first marriages are successful. Most second marriages, though, end in divorce.
A higher percentage. And so, that figures into the divorce rate. Yeah. But this got into just the remarrying part.
Yeah.
So they said this gets into their chances of remarriage in the future. So 2/3 of divorced Americans marry again, according to the Pew Research analysis that came out. Contrary to what I thought, the way it seems is that, or in my experience, it seems like men move on faster. Men, after a breakup, find their next girlfriend a lot faster, or men will get divorced and be remarried in a flash. They said no. Divorced men are slightly more likely to remarry than women. They said a slight caveat was that widows, as in females, it's widowers, I think if you're a male, widows are less likely to remarry. Did I get that backwards? Here's what this says. Widows are less likely to remarry. Oh yeah. Right. Than women who have been divorced. So yes, females whose husbands have died.
Which makes
are
sense.
Less like, correct. Yeah.
Because
death is traumatic.
Right. It's not that they died. It's not like the marriage ended because he was a jerk. It ended because he died. And so you still love him. You don't not necessarily ready to move on.
Steve Irwin, Crocodile Hunter, Terry Irwin. Yep. I mean, he's been gone 20 years, something like that.
Yeah.
She has never dated. The reason it's coming to mind is because her son is on Dancing with the Stars right now. And she did a mother son dance with him. And it's fresh of mind. But she has said, I'll never marry again. She's never dated in the years that he's been gone. That was the love of my life. I can't imagine. I'm done.
I mean, I used to think about this, like because I never envisioned a future where Katie and I would get divorced. But I unfortunately, my catastrophic thinking would often lead me to, but what if she dies?
Right.
What if something happens?
Somebody's going to die first.
When I was in my 20s and 30s, if I ever thought about that, I was like, God, man, it'd be so tough finding somebody else. And who would even measure up? And now I'm in my 40s. I'm like, If she dies, I'm just done. Like,
let me tell you, dating at this point in your life is
I don't care.
A dumpster fire.
I don't. It's less of a drive to be with another person. I'm settled enough, and also like the best years of my life were already spent. So I don't care. Like I'm good. Some people do need somebody else.
Yeah,
that's what makes Katie and I kind of weird. Is that neither of us are actually that needy
right.
of people.
Which is probably why it works.
I'm a little more needy than her, but I know for a fact if I died, she'd be like, thank God I'm done with that aspect of my life. I get the starfish on the bed. I just spread out. The whole thing's mine now.
But I want to ask a question about the second marriages failing, because that's not in the story, but I want to talk about theories. That really surprised me the first time I heard that, again, it's a much greater percentage of second marriages fail than first marriages. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because if you were somebody who got divorced in the first place, then you get married again. You probably didn't fix the thing that caused your first divorce.
So that's the thing, right? Is that, they didn't go to therapy. You didn't,
Right. You're a cheater or have psychological problems that you've not corrected, or an ego issue.
And you just didn't want to be alone.
Yeah.
And so you went to the first person. And so you weren't alone.
Or how many times is it you married the person that you were cheating on your first spouse
that
with?
That happens.
And what is the old saying? If they cheated.
If
you're the person they cheated with, what's to stop them from finding somebody else?
If they cheated with you, they will cheat on you.
There we go.
Yes.
I knew we'd nail it eventually. Nailed it.
But I guess I was surprised a little bit because I thought, well, maybe you learned your lessons with the first marriage. Mm. Now you're better at relationships. You're better at communicating. Maybe this is the person that's a better fit for you. You're more mature at this point in your life. I was really surprised at that, but that it's very clearly second marriages are harder.
I think that it's kind of like you learn in game mm-hmm. better than you learn outside of the game.
Sure.
If you're an athlete. And so if you are in the marriage and you can learn from your mistakes within the marriage and still maintain it, mm-hmm. then you're going to be fine. But if you're going to, if you're going to let it blow up or it's going to get away from you, then I think there's also, with a divorce, a lot of times it happens to people. A lot of times they didn't really have a problem with their marriage. Yeah. And then he decides one day, no, I'm done. I need somebody else. Or she decides, you know what? I'm not happy.
Yeah.
I'm moving on. I'm going with somebody else.
Yeah.
Those people probably end up going to second marriages that are successful.
And
but the person that left them probably is not.
And there are exceptions, of course, which is what I expect the text line is flooding with. And my mom was one of those exceptions. My mom, there was 5 or 6 years in between when she and my dad split and when she married my stepdad.
Yep.
She met my stepdad. She met him in January. They got married in May. So 5 months. And they were married until he died. I mean, it was over 20 years. Her second marriage lasted longer than her first. And it wasn't perfect, but they worked it. I mean, that you just kind of figure. I think what worked for them was more maturity, acceptance that you're going to have faults, that it's not going to be perfect and, and kind of letting each other be a little more independent. My aunt, I have an aunt that I love to death who is on her third marriage and her third marriage has lasted significantly longer than the first two combined. And he is delightful. So it can work.
From the text line, the third marriage is the one that sticks. By that point, you're like, I'm not getting divorced again. I'm going to fix this.
I know a couple other people like that it's the third marriage and they're going on like 30 years with it.
From the text line, it's been my experience that women tend to remarry sooner and quicker than men after a divorce. I'm actually with you.
The study says the opposite.
The study says that
it's a slightly higher percentage of men.
Men. That makes sense to me because we need somebody to take care of us. Like
and
men, we're needy.
Used to doing everything on our own.
Exactly. So we need somebody to honestly pick up after us and
cook for you.
And also emotional support. Mm-hmm. We need that. And women don't need that as much.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Damon in KCMO. Hey, Damon.
Hey, what's going on? What's
Hi.
Going on? Hey,
been a minute.
Hey, my favorite. What's going on, James?
How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Yes, I am. I just wanted to call and weigh in on this because I think it really depends on the individual. In my first marriage, I was married 9 years the first time, and I was selfish as all get out and didn't know it. Sometimes you're selfish, you don't know it. But then you leave that marriage and you go into the second marriage, as I am now. And I learned about myself and about the things that I had done because I actually sat down and thought about it. I don't think sometimes people sit and figure out what it's going to take to actually make this second marriage work and what did I may have done the first marriage. And I think I did. That's why now I've been married almost 30 years now. So just learning and being willing to look at yourself and wanting to change the way you were so those same attributes you had wouldn't flip over into the new marriage and show itself again. So I think that it just depends on the individual and how they're willing to look at themselves, you know.
All right. Good call, Damon.
Thanks for your call.
I have rules about this stuff now about how soon after your last relationship is it okay to date? And how soon after your last relationship I will date you? Because I had several relationships in a row where, you know, it's only been 6 months or the divorce isn't finalized, but I'm over it. All this, I don't believe any of that garbage anymore. Like now it's because you need the distance from it. You need the time on your own to get your head straight. And I don't want to deal with chaos that you're bringing into me. And I mean, if it's a serious relationship, if it's a marriage, you need a year alone after the end of that to kind of, before you start like getting serious with somebody else.
I mean, yeah, because the thing with marriages too is it's hard to determine the date when it's finalized.
Right.
Like, is
when in your heart is it?
Right, because one thing to sign the papers, it's another thing to get beyond that closure.
Yeah.
But also, is it when we got separated?
Right.
Is it when I moved out? Is it when you moved out? Is it when you finally found that one thing, bag of clothes up in the attic that belonged to me, and then you took it over to my house and dropped it off that I knew it was finished? Yeah, all of that.
So that way you're not choosing people for the wrong reasons. And that year is a policy for me too. I mean, I've never been married, but I've had very, very serious relationships. It takes me at least a year before, truthfully, I'm ready to date again and can really like put my heart into it.
From the text line, second marriages blend in children, which also causes more issues.
That is totally accurate.
Than not. That's a
not
great
talked
point.
About enough.
I mean,
yes.
I think idealistically we would like to believe in the Brady Bunch and that being a reality, but in fact, it's difficult because the kids don't get along. Then you take your kid's side, he takes his kid's side. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
From the text line also, my first marriage was for convenience. I thought I had to get married because it was time to do it. It ended up being horrible. He was abusive in multiple ways, and I was married to him for 8 years.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm remarried now, coming up on 7 years, and we've had our issues from time to time, but we talk things out and we work on them.
Good.
Yeah, and I think it's good. I wonder if also part of it, it's weird that second marriage is fail. I don't know. Dana's yelling out there. I wonder if also part of it is second marriages fail. That's a little bit surprising because I would think some maturity would matter.
Yes. There are so many people in the newsroom right now, and that's all I hear.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's the most people I've seen out there in the middle.
That's all I hear. It's everybody in the building. Oh, we're just going out there to tell them what's up. No, you're not.
Just making the door sound perfect, closing it all the way.
Yes, you would think maturity.
But you don't mature.
Yeah.
And I wonder, too, if you get married prematurely, if you get married too early. Mm-hmm. You maybe stay in a state of arrested development.
Yeah.
Where your
prefrontal
not,
cortex is not.
You're a 40-year-old that's basically a 16-year-old still. I've said that about myself. Like, if, God forbid, Katie left me or died, if I was getting back out there, I would have these social skills when it came to that of a 16-year-old.
Man, yeah, I would love. I don't want anything to happen to you and your wife, obviously. But if I would be very curious to know
how, like, I would handle that.
Like, what's your dating profile? I want you to write a dating.
It would
what
be
that
the
would look
equivalent
like.
Of watching a baby horse try to stand up. That would be. It'd be like, oh, come on, he can do it.
Yeah, like,
he can do it. He's going over and talking to. Oh God, he walked right past her and went to the bathroom.
Yeah, I want to see you try to flirt with a woman in a bar. Blah. And what you have going for you is you have wingmen.
True.
You have good wingmen, and you would need that.
I would need wingmen.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah,
but no.
I would need a translator to speak English. I would honestly have my Google Translate
Hi,
out.
Girl, look.
I don't remember what insurance company it is, but you know those ads where it's like the backup quarterback comes in?
Yeah.
You need a backup wingman.
Yeah.
You need Rob to, like, you know, step in partway through the conversation and uh-huh. and take over.
Yeah,
for you.
And Gardner Minshew.
Yeah.
We need Google Translate for man who can't talk to a woman.
We're coming up with new commercials for them. That'd actually be amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to this call. It's Steve in St. Louis. Hey, Steve.
Hey, a few questions for you. I hope you give me I've been married for 37 years, and I want to get to that.
Congratulations.
I'm not taking a shot at you guys, but I went to Mizzou in the 80s when the Royals beat the Cardinals, and there was always this inferiority complex with Kansas City people. It was right in the middle of the state.
What does this have to do with
our topic? Is this why you called? Was this?
No. I've got to make it, but you made a comment about, I'm just asking a question. Hopefully that's okay. I like your station. I listen to it. I go to the Kansas City.
Yeah. Oh,
but I don't understand why Kansas City people and a lot of the radio people, like, I was in Kansas City for
business. Dude, I'm from St. Louis, Steve.
I'm going to stop you. This is not at all what we're talking about.
St. Louis. Like,
this is not the topic.
You didn't make my point.
Well, you need to get to your point, because you said we're talking about marriages. Okay. You're talking about the difference between St. Louis and Kansas City.
Fair enough. You made a comment, and I was kind of like, where's that coming from? That's fine. I don't get it, but I'll move on. I've been married for 37 years, and you guys hit it on the head. The only reason why it works, in my opinion, and my parents were married forever. I was fortunate. You know, my sister, only sibling, same way. You hit it on the head. Marriage is when people say they find issue with somebody. Everybody has a problem. I was just with a dear fraternity brother last night in Kansas City having dinner, and he was talking about what he's going through with his life, and he's got some health issues. Life throws you all kinds of stuff, and we all have our flaws. We might have a temper. We might drink too much. We might we might not exercise. Marriages fail when people look for reasons not to fight through it and not to make it work. Most marriages fail, in my opinion, because people
don't.
Aren't in it. And if you have your partner's not willing to make the effort, you're screwed. And one last thing, and I appreciate you letting me talk. I know I'm being long. My mom and dad, God bless their souls, the one thing they said, my dad said to me, he said, you always give 100% in a marriage. And I said, well, what do you mean? He says, if you're giving 100%, don't worry whether you're getting 50% back. If you're giving 100%, it adds up to 100%. You don't need so just worry about what you do for your spouse, and don't sit back and go, well, he did this or he did that or she did this or she did that. That's when these things fail, in my opinion. And
all right.
I guess
see, we got to let you go because we're over time. But I agree with you. I think that it is part of the reason that marriages fail a lot of times is the atrophy. Mm-hmm. And people don't, if somebody will do something that's been annoying you for 20 years and it just finally one day you explode, instead of telling them that it was annoying you 20 years ago and trying to get it corrected, you just put up with it forever and ever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Which I just wonder how many of those things Katie is piling up in her head right now.
And in that case, like, you deserved whatever is coming to you. Like, if you didn't decide at some point to address it, then
I've always said, like, with me and Katie, I wonder if we don't fight enough. Like, I've generally said that, like, we don't fight,
but you communicate.
We do. We still,
well, that's it. Yeah.
We talk about our feelings all the time, right. But I know that that's kind of an important thing. It's almost like the deadwood in a forest.
Yeah.
You need to burn it sometimes to get things fresh again. We don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, we just don't fight. And I don't want to say our marriage is perfect, because it's not. But we also, we don't explode at each other. We don't scream.
You know how to communicate in a healthy way.
Ugh, that doesn't sound like me. We got more coming up on Midday.
Okay.
I've never seen Quentin this angry.
A nerve has been hit somewhere. I think Weir and I both started off feeling a little off kilter. We had...
This show went by really fast today, actually.
It's been fast since 12, but I thought the first 2 hours kind of dragged. Mm-hmm. And then... We had a couple of technical difficulties, and that pushed us a little bit. I feel like Quentin just needs the mic for a minute and a half to just get some stuff off your chest and just rant for a while, because you are, dude, it's getting dark.
If you I screen the phones, you know, we're having a conversation. It's all fun and stuff. You lie to me when I'm screening your phone call. I'm going to start blocking people. That's what I'm going to start doing. That happened twice to me today.
So what did he tell you?
He told me that he was married for 37 years, and he thinks that just having open communication, whatever,
which
blah,
eventually
blah, blah,
was his point.
Stupid love crap.
But first, First, he was mad at us and wanted us to explain Kansas City's inferiority complex to St. Louis.
Which is hilarious because...
we never said anything like that.
Half of the show is from St. Louis.
Yes.
Also... previously, the other half of the show had at least lived in St. Louis for
like
20 years.
And he didn't like it.
And I will admit, I will defend some things from St. Louis, but there's a reason I could have lived in St. Louis and live in Kansas City.
And now these two are fighting about baseball.
Well, because he said the Royals have won as many World Series as the Cardinals. The Cardinals have won like 12 World Series.
So,
I mean, since 1985.
Okay, fine. Since 1985. Pick another arbitrary date, buddy.
I mean, if you...
since
if
Don Dinkinger decided to blow the World Series, probably because he's taking gambling money.
Okay.
And it's like 155 degrees in the studio right now.
It's pretty bad.
And so...
we are going to do a list tomorrow of the worst things about St. Louis.
Or what does Kansas City do better? We could do a
positive.
Sure,
what does Kansas City do better than St. Louis? And yes, it is not baseball.
Oh my God. Okay. That's it. We're done.
It is football. I will give you 100% that. I don't know. Dan Parks is up next. Bye, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.